Hello.
Hi. Hello.
How is everyone?
Horrible. I want a refund.
Sorry. No refunds.
It's all your fault, Katie.
Well, I'm doing good at least.
That's good. Yeah. Let's see. Let's meet with me. Danny got drunk at a metal show last night and broke his finger. And then he came home and booked us a trip to Vegas. So, yeah. That'll be fun.
My mom asked for the picture from this weekend where I had pasties on because my grandma saw it.
So, yeah, lovely.
Family times.
Yeah.
I told her she could find it on Facebook.
Your poor mother just put through so much with your Facebook page.
Yes.
But it's fun.
I enjoy watching it. It's a good time.
My grandma thought I was in a thong and pasties. She didn't think I was wearing anything else.
You pretty much were.
I had booty shorts on.
True.
My butt was covered.
For once. See, so I guess this episode is about Vor.
Right. Our moth didn't tell us about her week.
Yeah.
What did you do
this week? Nothing. I worked. I had a job. It's Pride weekend. I'm emotionally preparing for that.
There you go.
That's fair.
I have no other plans other than gearing up for this weekend. That's it. But yes, it is the Vor episode. I definitely handpicked this one. I was very excited for it.
You want to go ahead and define it?
Yeah, definitely. So Vor is short for vorophilia. That's a fetish which one fantasizes about being eaten alive or eating another creature alive. The most common type of vor is soft vor. So soft vor is being swallowed or swallowing, and there's like no bad stuff, right? And there's hard vor, which is like
the blood,
right? The gory one. So that's the one where there's chewing and tearing of flesh and that kind of thing. A really cool thing about both of those is I feel like it constantly involves like also other subsects from other things. Which
yeah.
Is really cool.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Hate to interrupt you. No. We forgot to talk about our cocktail pairings.
Oh, yeah.
We just jumped right into it and skipped that. Oops. All right. We did two cocktail pairings this week. The first one, because we think we're hilarious, is a shrimp.
I think
we're
funny.
We did a shrimp cocktail. I don't know. I thought it was hilarious. We're funny.
And then our Vorarita.
We created a margarita cocktail.
Margarita-ish.
If you want to learn how to make it, you can follow us on TikTok at Kinks and Cocktails.
I like how clacky your nails are.
Very clacky.
Nap them together.
Yeah.
Okay, go back to you.
This is the ASMR episode.
Yes. That'll be great for nails.
Right.
Episode. Okay. So, you defined it. Mm-hmm. Should I give us a quick fun facts?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so I learned a fun word called vorny, and that is when you're horny in the vor world. I loved that. And then some terms that are commonly used are churning, which means digesting or swallowing someone. The snack is what they call the prey, the person. Eaten and sloshing is when you're in the belly sloshing around.
Yeah. I did find a really cute, so since I was like looking up common practices, I found this really cute way to role play vor. It's where you make like a what's the word I'm looking for? Teleport. And then you pretend it's a monster, and then you climb inside and they cuddle in the belly.
This is good.
That's pretty adorable.
I thought that was the cutest thing I ever found.
That is cute.
No, I actually, first of all, fantastic. And second of all, like, I just think that sounds wonderful. Anyway,
I told like Colin, and he was like, maybe I'm in divorce. And I was like, just for the cuddles in the blanket for it.
Well, and I'll even say, I feel like a lot of it stems around being comforted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes.
It's just such a comfortable thing. That yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with Ashley's drink is a little strong. But yeah, it's just being comfortable and being around people that you're comfortable with and feeling like cozy, which is cool.
Snuggle puddle in the blanket fort.
I learned where the term vorophilia comes from. So it's derived from the Latin word vorare, meaning to swallow or to devour, and the ancient Greek word philia means to love something. So vorophilia.
I'll even say, I feel like there's so, I mean, that makes sense why so many things end in philia, right?
Yes.
It's really cool, even just like how vor intersects, I think, with a lot of other things too. I find that I found a lot of things on macrophilia, which is very much like giantess type things where someone's a lot bigger than you, or microphilia, which is you becoming small, and then you can go into the wide array of like vor type things from there. I will say though, I think, especially with coming with eating things and chewing things and all of that, a lot of people associate vor with cannibalism overall, but I think a lot of people who are vorophiles, in theory, that's the term, don't consider themselves cannibalistic or don't associate with cannibalism in any sect or fashion of that. A lot of people assume that it's totally imaginary and they want it to be like very consumed just by that.
More side of fantasy instead of an actual crime that can happen.
Exactly. And then even that, I feel like a lot of people associate more as well with like the furry community, and just like we can deep dive on that, of course. But yeah,
do I need to bring up the Reddit pictures I found?
I think that's a good place to start.
I sent a lot to my coworkers. They never responded.
Sad. But yeah, and so I don't know. I think there's a lot to cover in that section of it too, where like it's not just humans interacting with other humans, but there's animals involved too, and even like non-sexual orientations versus a vor as well. There's a lot of different like areas that this kind of goes into.
Yeah, as far as like non-sexual stories, like I found history-wise, it's kind of like the biblical story, Jonah and the whale.
Yeah, definitely. I found that as a big example too.
Yes. And from the... Mm-hmm. The what?
Little Red Riding Hood was another
one. Oh, yeah. One. Yeah, you're right. And also the childhood book, There Once Was a Lady Who Swallowed a Fly.
Mm-hmm.
And also the story Hansel and Gretel.
Oh, yeah. Didn't even think about that one.
Yeah.
No, and I feel like there's a lot of vor stories. And I mean, there's casual vor, right? Like, so I feel like there's a lot of storytelling and deep roots in storytelling throughout history of using these, like, again, like biblical tales or like childhood stories that people have been exposed to over time that have vor in it and you don't even really realize. And then I think a lot of the really cool things is that a lot of these hyper-focused like kinks or sexuality or orientated like areas are really begins in childhood, you know, and like what you're exposed to and what you find a peak and piques your interest, especially during like early development. So it was really cool to see just people even talking about it.
Yeah, I came across, like, as far as like going as far back before the internet, as we're talking about, like Roman mythology or like Greek mythology, how it might have, people might have like even fantasized it back then as like sacrificing themselves to a god or goddess or a monster beast type person. Yeah.
No, that's super cool. I feel like there's, I mean, you can go back and it predates probably even written history to some extent, like just how far those stories go, right?
Sacrifice the virgin.
Yes. It was hard to find stuff pre-internet, but there definitely was some.
Yeah. I will say it's interesting too because vor was a term that was coined primarily in the 90s. Like that was when it peaked in vorophilia, and it peaked in internet culture at that point. I think there was something called like Vorcom, which was a really big prominent website for it in like 1997, and it just like shot off since there, basically.
Yeah, that's what I found too. While we're on the beginning timeline of the internet, I did find the very first vor movie posted on YouTube.
Ooh.
If you guys want to, do you guys want to watch it?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. So
I can look it up.
Yeah. So to look it up, let me see. Let me find.
Is it the guy that fantasizes about getting his penis seen?
No.
I saw so many people talking about that.
So it's by a channel called Vorville. I think just if you look up Vorville, you should be able to find it. Let me see. I'll look it up with you.
Vorville and Akana?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. You guys, anybody listening can look it up as well. We'll do a little pause here while everyone watches it.
Nope. Actually, you didn't make me connect to it, so I connected to it.
Yeah, so the Playboy bunny costume character is being eaten by a giant snake. And apparently that's the first YouTube video posted.
Oh. That's super cool. Yeah, though this is so interesting. I feel like also having Vore and knowing that like animals are involved as well, because right, it's not just people. It's very much like, especially with, excuse me, let me just spit all over
them. But like good thing we have spit guards.
But like soft Vore, I feel like it's all about like just being swallowed whole and like finding like a nesting spot basically in someone's body. Or in this case, right, a snake or like other animals, like whales are really common and stuff.
I even found something that was not an animal or a human or a being. I guess I'll explain more. So, so pre-internet days as well. This is a movie made in 1983 called Videodrome. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I have not heard of it until I found this doing my research. But there is a YouTube clip of a scene I'm going to talk about. So it's a sci-fi horror film about a TV show that seduces and controls its viewers. I'll have to edit that out. So if we search on YouTube Videodrome television scene, it should be the very first video. We'll pause again. So go ahead and look it up. Videodrome television scene. It's like 4 minutes long, so this will be a long pause. I'll edit this out.
I feel about that one.
Yeah, that was it was impressive, I guess.
Yeah.
So for those who did not look at it or cannot look at it at this time, I'll describe the scene for you. So in this particular scene, a guy watching the TV show, he puts a videotape in and starts watching it. And there's a woman that appears on the screen. And she's sort of saying like how much she wants him in like a sexual way. She's moaning a lot. And the whole time it's a close up of her mouth and her lips. And while she's like moaning and saying how much she wants him, the TV kind of starts pulsating, I guess, and turns into like this monstrous thing, kind of. And then he puts his face up to the TV screen and the TV screen like eats him like with her mouth in the screen, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, totally.
And yes, that was a weird. And then I also found pre-internet a book. It's called The Shadow of Space from 1984. And it's about a spaceship that ends up outside of the universe. And at the climax of events, it is swallowed by a giant woman. So originally it was supposed to be swallowed by her quote unquote womb, but that got rejected by the publisher. So he changed it to her mouth.
Apparently, they weren't a big fan of unbirthing.
Yeah. That's all I got for pre-internet.
No, yeah. Also, just for reference, unbirthing is literally being exactly what it sounds like, shoved up into a vagina and being unbirthed. But yeah, I feel like...
Is that always head first? Or...
I saw some videos feet first, and that looked really strange, so...
I mean, there's like... Breach Danny, calm down. So I feel like there has to be breach unbirths as well.
Right. That's what I was kind of getting at.
Though uncommon, still exists.
Or, I mean, you know, even like C-section, I did see some belly button reference. I don't know. I'm trying to be funny.
I didn't watch it, but like it popped up as I'm on FetLife, and it was a girl like, I feel like she was also into blood play, but she was slicing open her belly and being like, get in. And I was like, I can't. We're going to scroll past that one.
There's a lid for every pot.
That is not my pot.
Yeah, no, I will say, I feel like, I mean, even in that regard, too, I feel like vore just overlaps with so many different things. That, I mean, again, even going to soft vore, again, there's so many different things, but I feel like the biggest thing with soft vore specifically, too, is about being comforted, and it's supposed to be like a really relaxing process of being swallowed or like put into something, and then you find this womb or this like soft stomach, and like it's very comforting.
That's what I came across too. It seemed like people just wanted to be loved extremely, like more than a big, huge hug.
The most intense version of a hug.
Yes. You ever I like that.
Which is really cool. I will even say, I was looking on the internet and I even found people who were doing personalized interviews for vore, and a lot of people were saying that it really triggered for them in early childhood. Usually reading things, again, like Little Red Riding Hood and yeah. stuff like that, and hearing stories of like Jonah and the whale, and like those small things just get almost hyper focused on. Someone from a Vice article actually said that vore and reading Little Red Riding Hood in grade school and being very terrified of it, kind of similarly to like what we found in balloons too, of like almost being scared of balloons and then later coming in and overcoming that.
Facing your fear.
Exactly.
Taking control of it. Yeah.
And that ended up almost hyper fixating on it to like have sexual undertones. And he was saying specifically this person that there was a very specific transition point where they became obsessed with the idea of being swallowed by a whale, which was really cool. And then became hyper fixated on, only being able to get off to like whale shots, which they would
remember
call
his first porn that he ever like
really got off.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So it can get very like, specific then?
Yeah, that was definitely. Like the first thing he ever looked at, and that was his first porn.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's just really cool, and especially just how much this evolved and the community grew through the internet, too, I think, as time went on. I think a lot of kinks especially didn't realize that like this was a weird thing or anything like that. Like you just think that you're like this outcast, and then you find your community online. And so this is, I think, specifically one of those situations where it just kept growing and got bigger and bigger, which is really cool.
There's also the guy that kept having the reoccurring dream as his family, like someone broke into their house and then they all got eaten by like a dinosaur.
Oh wow.
And that's where his started. That's awesome.
I mean, I hope it wasn't scary.
I mean, it I'm assuming the dream was, but
yeah.
It was when he was a kid. And now he likes vore, so.
Hey, all the power to him. Yeah. Took control of that fear.
Yeah,
right.
Turned it around. It's a good thing. Yeah, so as far as, like, communities online, it did kind of cross over with some things I found with, like, cannibalism, how
yeah.
it can get, like, into legal cases where people meet online and they actually want to meet in real life and, you know, they want to consent to this actually trying to happen. That's yeah. more cannibalism, but
there's a guy that was, I have his name. Where is it? I have so many papers. Armin Mewis. He killed and ate two volunteers.
Wow.
And was incarcerated in, or he found them on the internet in 2001 and then incarcerated shortly after that.
Wow.
I probably said his last name wrong. Sorry, guys.
How dare you?
Hate people.
That's. I mean, I would hope I would taste good, at least. I don't know. Tattoos.
Who is it that said tattoos taste really gross?
Oh, yeah, I came across that too.
Right.
All right, we're getting more into cannibalism. We're getting. That was a tangent. Let's get back to vore.
So you don't taste good. This is my whole thing.
Hey, I only have two tattoos. And they're small.
Also, I think in this specific circumstance, especially when your goal is to rest in the stomach, I don't really think taste matters as much. Maybe I could be wrong, but
true.
I feel like it's more of a comfort thing on both ends. Because I will even say, I even came across someone who was like, yeah, I just want someone to be in my womb. Like, that would just be awesome. And I feel like that'd be so nice just to be able to hold them there. And, like,
for that sort of thing, I feel a lot of content creators were men with, like, big bellies or pregnant women. This is a great market for pregnant women, your content creator. Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like overall, I feel like that's been, I mean, and that's the thing, is I think those are all maybe more accurate for softcore as well. As far as hardcore goes, I found a lot of overlap just with basically gore videos, right? So a lot of intersectional, like, gore in general, I feel like it was very graphic. And the more graphic you get more niche communities.
Vore to the core.
Right. Like, a really popular one is, like, Jaws, for one. That sharks and everything, and that shark factor of them tearing into something.
Didn't even think of the movie Jaws.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, other things I came across was, like, video game stuff, like Kirby, Yoshi, Pac-Man.
Oh, I love Kirby.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, Pac-Man. Yeah, that dates way back. Just eating little pellets.
Right. I mean, there's so many pop culture things that this can fall under and, like, be exciting and, like, keep going, you know?
Mm-hmm. Did anybody come across the live animals, like the goldfish?
No? I had snakes.
Okay.
So I found, like, a decent amount about people watching snakes because they eat
snakes eating?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm talking more like real human beings eating live animals, like goldfish.
Oh, no.
Really? You didn't come across this?
No.
There's websites about it. And yes, I definitely think it's wrong. Please do not give people views on these websites or YouTube videos or, I mean, I looked at it for you guys, for science. and it's definitely animal cruelty, and they swallow live whole goldfish.
That's insane.
Those poor babies.
Yeah. Like I said, I did not want to give them the views on YouTube, but I did it for science. For you guys. So now you don't have to.
Yeah, I don't know. I found a lot of people who would watch other animals and, like, third person. Again, I found a lot more of, like, the fantasizing side of things. Of, like, not necessarily needing it to be reality.
Okay.
Watching snakes eat something whole or something like that was a big part of it.
I did watch a video of a girl eating one of those little, like, drink buddies.
Drink buddies.
So you put them on your drink, and it's like a little guy that, like, hangs onto your drink.
Like how you have a mic buddy on your microphone?
Yeah, kind of. But she ate that and then showed her mouth afterwards. I really hope she spit it out between takes, but it's like a plastic thing, and she, like, swallowed that. That's all I've seen.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, hopefully.
They're just, like, these little tiny guys that are plastic. So please don't eat those as well.
I saw people eating, like, gummy bears on, like, YouTube and considering it vore.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, do that.
I thought that was adorable.
Eat gummy bears and gummy worms.
Yeah.
Please don't eat live animals.
Yes, please do not.
PSA.
I found a lot of people on Reddit, like, getting into, like, making Discords and even going on D&D websites and doing, like, a vore version of Dungeons.
I did see a lot of that.
I'm sorry. Dungeons and Dragons. I'll say that five times fast. D&D. I'll just say that.
Yeah. I feel like most people know what D&D is.
Right. I assume. But.
I found on a lot of, like, Discords of people trying to find other people that wanted to play with them.
Role play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Reddits. More like the D&D. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Like, I have a D&D board game. And everyone's like, what?
Yeah. There's, like, a D&D website where they all have a group on then. Yeah, I joined it. Just check it out.
Part of me wants to play and just see where it ends up.
I stopped because I don't know how to play.
But it was
cool.
The TikTok of a guy making a D&D board, and I was like, oh, this is what I get now. Thanks. I don't know how to play.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm on Resin Dye TikTok.
Oh, I'm on that one. I think that's where it's more stemming from.
Right. That's where it all
he's
begins.
Making a resin, like, full-on mat for his table.
That's very cool.
I do like the dice, like 20-sided
dice. I'm also on the guy that makes the sandwiches from his sandwich dice.
What?
He has sandwich dice? He bought resin dice from a lady on TikTok, and then he rolls, and then he has to make a sandwich out of it.
I'm still confused. Like each side of the die represents a different part of a sandwich?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm on board.
Oh.
There's some really weird sandwiches.
That's a TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to look that up.
I definitely thought you meant, depending on what he rolls on the dice, is how poorly the sandwich was made.
I mean, it is also how poor, like,
sometimes.
The last one is like avocado, kimchi mayo, lettuce, salt and pepper.
But yeah, roll.
Oh, and butter.
Roll an intelligence check to make this sandwich. It's a one. You fail.
You're getting judged by your dice. I found some like funny things on Echo's portal, the Vore forum. So I found this post asking, how would real life Vore shape a society? And not in a moral way, but more of like in plumbing, like food, toilets and accommodations, like sewage systems would have to be able to handle clothes and bones. And I mean, they can't even handle flushable wipes right now. So imagine. And like, I thought that was funny. And also another thing they mentioned was like stomach renting would be a thing. Like people could pay someone to rent out their stomach to live in for as long as they want. And then if they did not pay their rent, they would just be fully digested.
Oh my gosh.
I did read some of that. I didn't go too far into that one, but I was like.
I thought it was funny to think about. A lot of other people chimed in too. And it got really morbid as well. Some people said like it can be an unaliving option. Trigger warning. Sorry. That's really sad.
I was reading and I was like, I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
Yeah, it was sad. But yeah, that other stuff about the plumbing and I don't know. To really think a lot about it. This is what happens when we have 2 weeks to do notes, guys.
You go down rabbit holes.
Yes. Or mouth holes.
I do have for like the common practices, like your out of character notes, if you want to go over those. So it's like what you write down so everyone knows what you're into. So like predator versus pet prey, which one you like to be if you're a switch or an observer. Then your next line would be willing or unwilling, if you have a preference. If you will fight back or call for help. If you have a preference for gender, Vore you like and dislike, so like soft Vore, hard Vore. Favorite things you want in every single scene, like no ifs, ands, or buts about it, like that one.
Yeah.
Your dislikes, things you want to avoid, and anything you think is worth noting.
That's good to know, because I actually went as far down as on Reddit in the roleplay seeking threads. I was actually going to try to do it for this episode, but I never got to it. And that would have been handy to know. Yeah.
I found that on their like forum.
Yeah. I missed that
forum.
Okay.
I went into a deep dive into that, and it was like common knowledge, things you should know. And this popped up first, and I was like, that's something I want.
Like, thank you. I need this information.
And then I was going to write science. Down, like his example. And then I was like, I don't want people to think that that's what I want. So I kept it out of my notes.
Tell us, Ashley.
I would definitely be a predator, first of all.
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No way.
I want to beat the fuck out of everyone.
Ashley?
That's so stressful.
And I guess I'm the willing and unwilling. I'm eating you, so I just do it. So.
I'll be your prey.
The fight back does not apply for me. Gender, I don't think that really matters to me either. I don't like gore, so dislike that. Absolutely not. I just want to be eaten by a monster, to be honest, actually. I want my
a monster.
So that's prey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But predators, you would be eating somebody.
Yeah.
Make up your mind, Asher.
You're a switch.
I'm a switch, apparently. I really want to cuddle in my monster pillow fort, but I also want to eat you.
Listen, I'm just saying this is a really big intersect with monster fuckers, which I can get down.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
This just popped into my head. I'm not a Squishmallow fan, but could you imagine?
Squishmallows.
That would be the perfect belly to sit in, I think.
Every single time me and Colin get into a fight, that's what I buy.
Like, or you make him buy.
No, I buy.
Oh.
Because he beats them so much, so I show up to the house and I'm like, you made me mad. And he was like, you don't need another one. And the other day I just bought one because he was next to me and I found the axolotl and I was like, that's mine.
I have two axolotls. They're my favorite.
I found it in the cooking section of Target. Someone like went to go hide it there and I stole it.
That poor person's going to go back and it's not going to be there.
Sorry.
We bought Kelsey a boba tea one for her birthday. And the looks that I got walking through Costco, like all these like children and young, alternative-looking, female-identifying, I think, people in their 20s, like smiling at me, and I'm just like, I'm not part of your squish club, I'm sorry, and Danny was super embarrassed. He made me push the cart, and yeah.
That's a big little Grogu one from Costco.
Yeah, they have some big ones.
I have two hanging hammocks
full
of Squishmallows.
Dedicated.
And I have about four that are the 8 inch.
The really big ones?
No, that big. Those are like the 14 inch ones. I have like a few like 8 to 10 inch ones.
I have some little.
Yeah, they have the miniature. Yeah, the tiny ones.
The tiny ones are sitting on my fridge right now, hanging out with my ducks.
Adorable.
I'm addicted. But yes, I think I totally agree with you. That is the best stomach to sleep in. I'll take that.
See, anyway. Now we just make our pillow fort. Our pillow monster, and shove those in there, and then we're set.
Do we need to make another TikTok?
Listen, you don't have to convince me to make a fort. I'll just do it.
Oh, and before we change subjects, Squishmallows, if you would like to sponsor us.
We will take all of them.
Yes. Right. I will suddenly really love Squishmallows.
Yes. If anyone has the strawberry, tell me no.
I'll check the Walgreens at my house. They have all of them. Oh. No one goes to that one. No one.
Now they will.
Don't go to, well, they don't know where I live.
They know that we live in Minneapolis.
Do you know how many Walgreens are in Minneapolis?
If you see someone with rainbow hair at a Walgreens in Minneapolis,
looking at Squishmallows. Oh, wait. That's literally all of Minneapolis. The only person that looks at Squishmallows. Okay, got it.
Just Kelsey. That's it.
Hi, Kelsey.
Love you.
Yeah, did anybody have anything else?
No.
That was a long tangent.
You're welcome.
But a cute one. I guess a quick little fun fact. March 29, 2006 is the first time Urban Dictionary got vor added to it.
Oh, they had in Denmark, they have vor events.
Oh.
I did not find anyone's coming up, but that's where it's always been.
I wonder what that entails of.
I got very distracted by someone then cutting her cooter open, so.
Well then.
Because it was like, Denmark, vor, community, party, and then it was like, her just with a knife, and I was like, I'm scrolling, I can't.
You seem to find all of the most aggressive things.
I don't want it.
I just found a bunch of, like, really pretty pregnant ladies. Like,
I also found a lot of pretty ladies, but then it was also the ones that like to slice things, and I don't like them.
I just saw a lot of people getting swallowed or used as other sex objects. Primarily what I, on the side of the internet, I ended up in.
I ended up in the one where you could, like, Photoshop yourself into people's mouths. So it's just a bunch of girls with their mouths open.
Like an app?
No, it's just like...
That'd be a fun app. We should just create our own app with all of these things that we keep talking about.
It's just a bunch of women or men, or they, them, all of them. Okay. And then it's just their mouth wide open, and then you can Photoshop yourself into their mouth.
Oh.
And then repost those pictures.
I'm nice. Just going to say TikTok filters. We should be making TikTok filters for these episodes.
There we go. Yeah.
You can do that.
I was going to say, I do not know how.
You're a crafty bitch. Not as much as you seem to think. I did drop out of college for a reason.
For this.
Just for this.
Right. This is what I do now. Please Venmo me money. I'm not
Please like us, follow us.
Right.
Tell your friends. Give us 5 stars. Be kind.
Or don't.
That's your Ashley.
Ashley's kink is kink shaming. So if you would said like that in the to
yeah.
personally roast her, I think she would appreciate that.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm just going to tell all my clients about it. It'll be great.
There you go. You're my kink. Putting that on a t-shirt, as we said.
If we just tell me what we want on shirts, I can make them.
Yeah.
I do have a
credit. I did start a list, so.
Beautiful. I'll walk around Pride this weekend with a Kinks and Cocktails shirt.
Perfect. Yeah.
Then it looks less weird when I walk up to people being like, hey.
Can I interview you?
Look more official.
Yes.
Can I give you head pats?
I hate head pats. Never, ever, please. I hate, oops, I hate head pats. I cringe.
Colin gets drunk and always tries to boober.
Yeah, and I get so angry. Yeah.
Previously
I'm getting,
next.
Obviously, very angry right now.
Can you guess our next topic?
If you do, you win a squishmallow.
That's a lie.
That is a lie.
You win a head pat.
Yes, from Ashley.
Yep.
Or Moth. Not for me.
I'd give out head pets.
I'd totally give out head pets.
I don't know.
Or belly rubs. Or belly rub pets.
I won't give you belly rubs.
I'll give you belly rubs.
Such a good boy.
What's our hint. Episode?
Hint. Wink, wink. Yes, I think this is a good one. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
No, I thought it was super fun. Thank you.
We know you did, Mom.
Indulging in my choice this week. I really appreciated it. It was a fun excursion.
It was.
Absolutely.
Had a great time. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
There's
a few things that we wish we could have unseen, but we did it for you guys. For science.
For yeah. science.
All right. So please give us a like, tell a friend, 5-star rating. Yeah, that's it. We are Kinks and Cocktails. Follow us on social media. Kinks and Cocktails, obviously, our handle most places. Yeah. Get drunk.
Did you
and
forget
listen.
Her?
No. I just feel like I'm saying it a lot.
Listen,
hey, did
shameless
you guys know?
Plug.
Did you know we're Kinks and Cocktails over here?
Have you heard that our name is Kinks and Cocktails?
But we're Kinks and Cocktails.
Yeah.
Did you hear Kinks and Cocktails?
At Kinks and Cocktails.
Find us at Kinks and Cocktails.
Email us, kinksandcocktails@gmail.com.
Oh my god, I would love that if people started emailing.
Yeah, that'd be great. I would feel so special.
Literally, just do anything, just nothing. Never mind, I take it back. Not anything.
Don't give them ideas. All right, I guess we're signing off. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.